So, research going down.
Yeah, more research going.
Recording what I say this morning, and if I hear it, I'll probably think, "Oh no, that was awful." Anyway, this morning I'm going to talk to us about living in relationship, and I've called it family, not strangers, because that's what the Bible says that we are. We are God's family, so I'm going to explain a little bit about what that means to us all and what that means to me, especially because it will have a different impact. So, as human beings, we are made for relationship. We need each other, and we all have relationships with all sorts of people, brothers and sisters, parents, teachers, friends, people that we live next to, people that, who we work for, our employer, and they're very, very important relationships. And we are made as human beings, like I said, for relationship. We need other people. And no one can live isolated by themselves for a very long time without it having a very serious impact on their mental or emotional well-being. And this morning, I was reading this through before I came out, and actually what it reminded me of was, have you seen the film, Tom Hanks' film?
Castaway.
Mm. Have you seen that at all, girls? It's about a man who is in a plane crash, and he is the only survivor, and he is on an island by himself, and there is nobody else around, and it's hard. He has to learn how to make fire and all sorts of things. But he finds this, is it a basketball or something like that? Some kind of a ball. And he draws a face on it with his blood, because he cuts himself, and it makes it into a face and gives it a name and talks to it, because he is by himself on this island, and he is there, in the end, he's there for 5 years by himself. But he has created this little friend of this ball that doesn't talk to him, but he has to talk to someone. And that just came to my mind this morning. Because we need other people, we need relationships. And that's why actually in prison, solitary confinement is such a very, very difficult punishment for people to have. Because they need we need human contact. We need people, we need relationships. Because that's how we are made. And we need people just to share life with, to have fun times with, to help us when we are having difficult times, people who might give us a hug when we're feeling upset, people who can help us if we have a problem, people to just talk to. We are created for relationship. And the reason that is we are created for relationship is that the one who created us loves relationship. And as Christians, we believe that it is God who has created humankind, that we didn't develop from fish in the sea and all sorts of interesting things like that. We believe that God created man. The Bible teaches us that. And God created mankind for relationship, because he wanted a people that he could have a relationship with. And I find that actually amazing, that God, the creator of the universe, made me and you because he wanted to know us. He wanted to share life with us. He wanted a relationship with us. He wants a relationship. And we don't deserve it. How can I deserve to have a relationship with God Almighty, who created the universe and is the ruler of, you know, that just doesn't make sense. I don't deserve that. But he made the way possible for me to have a relationship and for us to have a relationship with him by sending Jesus, his son, to take the punishment for all the things that I've done wrong. Jesus took the punishment for me so that I could be acceptable to have a relationship with God. And we're looking at the book of Ephesians, so I'm going to read a couple of verses. So Ephesians 2, chapter 2. And verse 19 says, "Now you are no longer strangers to God and foreigners to heaven, but you are members of God's very own family, citizens of God's country, and you belong in God's household, with every other Christian. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's why I've called this family, not strangers, because now we are no longer strangers to God. He wants us in his family, and he's made that possible through Jesus. And I absolutely love being part of God's family. I love being part of this church family. But being part of God's family is not just about here. It's about Christians all over the world. And I love it that whenever we go, if we are away visiting friends or on holiday somewhere, there are other churches gathering together, other Christians, that I feel part of that church because they are part of God's family. And so that I feel at home. I feel like they are my family too. And that's only because I have a relationship with God and I am part of his family. And having, for me, knowing God, it's just incredible. Knowing that God loves me is just so, so powerful for me. Knowing that I was created simply because God wanted a relationship with me, it just blows my mind sometimes. Sometimes it makes me go, wow, that's amazing. And then sometimes it makes me weep. And I think, wow, oh, that's just so, how can that be? How can you love me so much? But he just does. And so for me, this understanding God's love and understanding that he created me for a relationship is something that continues to grow in my understanding. It's not something that you just get like that, oh yeah, I get it, that's great, and that's all there is. It's something that continues to develop in my own understanding, and it's actually given me as a person a real sense of security and a sense of love and acceptance that I am loved and accepted by God, and that means I can be confident to be who I am. And over the years, because it has taken, you know, I'm 50, and it has taken...
No, you're not
50. I am 50 years old, and it has taken 50 years for me to get to the point of understanding God's love for me gives me the strength so that when other people don't love me, when other people don't accept me or welcome me or want me around, that's okay. I can say, that's okay. God loves me, and that's okay. So it has given me like a strength, if you like, inside of my heart and my own thinking. It gives me a feeling of worth and value, even when other people don't give me that feeling of worth or value. And that's really helped me through lots of situations where I haven't felt accepted or welcomed or loved. So there's two verses in Ephesians chapter 1, which says, long ago, before he made the world, God chose us to be his very own through what Jesus would do for us by taking the punishment, by dying on the cross and taking the punishment for my wrongdoing. God's unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family, to take us in as his children. And he did this, I love this, because he wanted to. Nobody made him. It wasn't a sense of, oh, well, I'll have to. God did it because he wanted to, and that's it. We are created to have a relationship with God because he wanted to. He destined us to be people that he loved, to be his sons and daughters. It was always his plan before the beginning of time. And I just find that absolutely amazing. And in law, adopted children have the same rights as birth children. So if you have an adopted child, you have adopted a child into your family, and when the parents die and the children get the inheritance, the adopted children get the same inheritance as the children who were born in that family. And for us, what that means is, because we have been adopted into God's family, that means I can ask God to help me. I can ask God to provide for me. Because as Christians, we believe that God is able to do anything. He has all the power, all the authority. Somehow, and I don't understand it, God provides for us, whether that's finance or healing if we are ill, or help when we need it, or wisdom and understanding. God can bring those things into our lives. And because we are his children, we have full access to everything that is in heaven. We can have that in our lives. Now, that's very complicated to understand how that happens, and I don't confess to understand how all of that happens, but I know I have experienced that. So, and as God's children, we have free access to God. And I love that. It's one of the things I love about knowing God, is that God is there all of the time. And if we believe that God is everywhere, that's omnipresent, that means he's everywhere all of the time. It means I can talk to him all of the time. And I can talk to him just as I'm talking to us now in a conversation. And often I find myself, if I'm awake in the night, I talk to God in the night. And I tell him the things that I'm concerned about, and I ask for his help, and I ask him. Last night I was awake and I was thanking God for Joanna and Rebecca, our other daughter, and our son-in-law Eddie, and the grandchildren. And I just found myself just talking to God and thanking God for the blessing, the privilege that we have as a family, and asking God's protection on the children, the little ones, and that God would, you know, look after them and keep them safe. And I love that I can just talk to God anywhere. And as I was talking to God, as I was praying, just felt like just a sense of peace come into my mind. So where I was a little bit worried or a little bit anxious about, particularly Sophia, being 2.5 years old, she's always falling over and bumping her head, running into things and crashing and sometimes they can be quite bad accidents. You know, she can hurt herself quite badly. And so I was praying and asking God that for Rebecca and Eddie, her parents, to look after her well and to protect her, because sometimes little ones can just get into all sorts of difficulties before you even see it happening. And I just felt God say, don't worry about it. She's fine. She'll be fine. Don't be anxious about her having accidents. She'll be fine. So I felt in my mind, I was like hearing God speak back to me. And I love that because of my relationship with God, because I am his child, I can ask him to help. I can ask him to protect the children. And I can talk to him about the things that concern me. And then he speaks to me. It's fine, don't worry about it. I'm in control there. Be peaceful about it. And one of the things I put here about was having confidence to talk to God, that I don't have to say special prayers, I don't have to be in a special place, I don't have to wear special clothes. I can lie in my bed in the middle of the night and just talk quietly to God. And just do that because of my relationship with God, because he loves me, and so I've said, yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving me. I want to have a relationship with you. And my confidence to do that is because I know I have been forgiven for all of the wrong things that I've done in my life. And because Jesus has already paid the punishment, he has already taken the punishment, that means when God looks at me in my life, he doesn't see all the wrong things, because the price for all of those things has already been paid. The debt for that has already been paid by Jesus when he died on the cross. And lots of people believe in God. I work in a school where people are Catholics, and they believe in God. And lots of people believe in God. They believe that God is the one who created the universe. They believe that God is the one who sits in heaven and looks down on the earth and can see everything that's going on. They believe he is the one that we read about in the Bible. They believe that he is real. And he is the one who is worshipped in churches all over the world today. God is all of those things. He is the one who created the universe and more. but he is the one who loves us more than anybody else could ever love us. And he wants to have that close relationship with us. And that is a really powerful concept to understand, that God is this huge, almighty, consuming God, and yet he sees us as individuals, and he loves us more than anybody could ever love us. And one of the things we sang this morning in the song was about God's love. Love, so peace so unexplainable. You know, we can't explain why God would love us. I can't explain how I can have peace in my mind when I talk to God about the things that worry me, and then God says, it's fine, it's okay, just be peaceful about it. That it's incredible. It's just, you know, it's just so really powerful. You know, and the fact that God planned us, he adopted us into his family, he wants that loving, close relationship. And I often talk to people about God being the God of creation, but we as human beings are his best and most precious creation. He created all of that, you know, he created all of the beauty that we see around us in County Durham, and we are really privileged to live in such a beautiful place. But we are his most loved creation. We are the most precious thing, because he can have a relationship with us. Can't have a relationship with trees, much as you might love them. They don't talk to you. You can't, you know, you can't have a relationship with a plant, as much as people sometimes talk to plants. We are his best creation because we can have a relationship with him, and that's his biggest desire. To have a relationship with us. So I'm going to play a song, and I want us to just take a moment to think about that fact, that God loves you, that God wants to have a loving, close relationship with you, every single one of us. He wants to hear you talking to him, and he wants to talk back to you. He wants to help you and live with you each and every day.
I think that's the wrong song, isn't it?
No, Love Came Down, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's just the album. The cover of the album. So this is a song called Love Came Down, and the words will come up on the screen.
Grace, I'm free. You rescued me.
one of the reasons that I wanted to play that song is actually God's love is greater than anybody else's love. It's a love that never changes. It's a love that never stops. And it doesn't matter what we do, we cannot stop God from loving us. And he loves us because he created us. We don't have to do anything. We can't earn it. Sorry, I'm probably taking next week's talk here. But because he loves us that much, so much, that's why he wants a relationship with us. So I've got some questions that we're going to talk about what that means. Okay.
How do you want to split it up?